The best place is His will, His plan and His purpose for your life. You should desire it more than anything, the will of God. You know, you're going to be blessed highly when you're in the perfect will of God. Things are going to be a lot smoother when you're in the most perfect will of God. Doesn't mean there's not going to be some tests and some trials, but you have to know that when you're in the perfect will of God, God will see you through. I like to say it, it's my own saying, but it's what it is you're indestructible when you're in the will of God. Indestructible. Don't you want to be indestructible? With all these superheroes everywhere, you know, you want to be a superhero and you want to be indestructible. And when you're in the perfect will of God, I believe that you and I are indestructible because you're doing the perfect will of God. You're doing the will of God for your life. And so when you're in the perfect will of God, know that God's going to take care of you and He's going to see you through. So the first thing is we have to be in God's will. In Psalms 143 verse 10, it says, "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God." Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your gracious spirit lead me forward on a firm footing. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. You know, the will of God just does not happen automatically. You know, this is not the best saying, but sometimes people, and I've been there days gone by, way before, you know, I was there. But anyways, sometimes people sit in a place like a hotel or bar, and they're you know, mumbling and they're all plastered and they're, you know, oh God this and oh God that. Yeah, well, you know, it's nice to think about God, but you know, to be in the perfect will of God, you've got to do the will of God. Amen? The first thing is get out of that establishment. Back out of there. Get out of there and start moving towards the things of God. Because to be in the perfect will of God, you've got to do the will of God. And so God, it's not automatically, but every day you could wake up with the conscious things that I'm doing the will of God. I'm doing the plan and the purpose of God. Doesn't matter where you find yourself. You could find yourself at work. You can find yourself here and there. I find out some people like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and a guy by the name of Daniel, they were taken captives, their families, to the land of Babylon, and yet they were in the perfect will of God. You wouldn't think that would be the will of God, but the Bible says that God was with them because they were wholeheartedly focused on doing the plan and the purpose and the will of God. And fire could not destroy them. The lions could not destroy them. Nothing could destroy them because they were in the will of God. So you and I should say, I want the will of God. Whatever you find yourself in, whatever situation, whatever circumstance, you know, to do the will of God. That should be your first and foremost in 2023. Say, I'm going to do the will of God day in, day out. The will of God is my desire. It says over in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 48, and he answered him and spoke. He said, who is my mother? Who is my brothers? You know, Jesus, when he was doing his earthly ministry, his mom and his brothers were upset with him. They actually thought he was crazy. And they wanted to speak with him, and he was with his disciples. And they said, your mom and your brothers desire to speak with you. And he looked around at his disciples, and they said, who is my mother and who is my brothers but they that do the will of God? Jesus understood that the will of God was first and foremost in his life. He doesn't care about what mommy thinks. He doesn't care what the brothers say. You know, his own brother, James, I believe it is, didn't even believe in him through his whole life. But later on, he believed. And so you want to do the plan, the purpose, and the will of God. The number one is the will of God. You know, David was a man, the Bible says, after God's own heart. Now, he didn't do everything correctly by any way. He missed it big time, and he wasn't in the will of God in certain parts of his life. But the Bible says that he was a man after God's own heart. That means he sought to do the will of God. He sought the heart of God in everything he did, in everything he said, and his actions and his deeds. And yes, he missed it, and he wasn't in the will of God in that period of time. but he got into the will of God, and he got to have this scripture that God says, I have found David, a man after my own heart. Acts 13:22, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart. He was pursuing God with everything he had. He was hungering and thirsting for the will of God, who will do all my will. You know, you're going to have to want to do God's will. There was a time when Joshua was doing good. You know, he went into the promised land. They took down Jericho. Things were great. But then there was a group of people nearby and said, these guys are too strong for us. We're going to have to do something. And they dressed in old clothes. They got bread that it was all moldy. And they went and they said, oh, we heard about the fame of your God, and we've come from a far country, and here's our food that we brought, and it was fresh when we left, and it's all moldy. And Joshua made a covenant with those people without seeking the will and the plan and the purpose of God. He did something outside the will of God, and it ended up to be a thorn in his side, and he was upset. And the people were upset because he did something outside of the will of God. Here he could have had that whole area and everything would have been good. But no, he had a people group that he made a covenant with, and he had to stick with it. So they became wood choppers and water carriers. But it was outside the will of God. The will of God is that everybody goes and they stay. And here those people snuck in there an illegal way because they didn't inquire of the Lord. In the Old Testament, only the prophet, priest, and king had the anointing. And Joshua could have inquired and asked the Lord, what should we do with these people? And the Lord would have specifically said, hey, these guys are lying. These guys are liars. And so the will of God is so good and so right for us when we seek him. So Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, it says, I speak to you by the mercies of God that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good. Everybody say good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. There is a good and an acceptable and a perfect will of God. And you and I should strive to say, I want the most perfect will of God. You know, God will let you get away with some things in your early Christian life. But later on, as you continually seek his face and get to know him, you're required more of your life. And so you want to do God's most perfect will to the best of your ability, that you can stand before him later and say, you know, I did exactly what you asked me to do. I did exactly what you required of me to do. I couldn't do anything more or anything less. I did what you asked me to do. And what, according to Scripture, it says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And so the most perfect will is the number one step that you're going to want to prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And God gives you a lot of leeway. But then later on, there's a time where you have to make choices and you have to make decisions. You know, there's natural things of the flesh and of this world that could be sins, but then there's spiritual sins. If God asks you to be a pastor, hey, pastor, guess what? You got to be a pastor. If he's asked you to do this or he asked you to do that, go ahead and do it and say, thank you, Lord. He asked you to help out in church. You know, I've been helping Pastor Roma for several years, and we hear different people come by, and they're like, oh, pastor. And then the pastor's over, you know. But the will of God, those people that know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God wants them to help Pastor Roma should help them out. Amen. They should do the will of God is exactly what God is speaking unto them to do. You want to do God's will. That's the number one, and that's the wonderful thing, is to do the will of God. Number two is to be led. Everybody say, expect to be led. So in 2023, you and I should expect to be led. We can be led by God every day, day in, day out. Day in, day out. Doesn't mean that there's an audible voice. But there's a bearing witness on the inside of you. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. And the Holy Spirit will bear witness with your spirit. Over in Romans chapter 8 and verse 16, the Spirit, Holy Spirit, your spirit bears witness. The Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit. The Holy Spirit will bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And God's going to lead each one of us by His Spirit. I can't run your race. In fact, I don't want to. I have no interest in running anybody else's race. The taking care of myself is a full-time job. And taking care of yourself is a full-time job spiritually. To be able to do God's will. Walk in, walk out. Amen? And so the number two is to expect in 2023 is to be led by God. God is leading me. Keith Moore would say, what's the answer to 1,000 questions? We all have questions. Be led. What's the answer to 1,000 questions? Be led. Of course, you want to be led by the Word of God, but then He also leads us by His Spirit in line with the Word of God. So for 2023, all of us should expect to be led by God. I'm going to expect to do God's will, and I'm going to expect to be led by God. Every day led by Him. It's a beautiful thing on the inside of you. It's a peace. It's a rest that you're being led by God. It's a sweetness. It's a kindness. It's a gentleness as He's leading His people. You know, He does not drive you like a mad taskmaster. Satan is cruel. He is evil, and he will drive you here, and he'll drive you there, and he forces you here, and he forces you there. You're going to have to just put your foot down and say, no. You know, I don't have any peace about this. I like what Pastor Roma said about this building. You know, when we were at 70 Secret, he said, I'm not going to quickly buy a building just to please people. That's right, because in the end, he's going to be the one that has to pay for it. But, you know, it's going to be, you're going to follow peace. You got to follow rest. And to be led by God is the very best, just to be led by that gentle spirit on the inside. The Spirit bears witness. Just like you and I know that we're born again, we're children of God, the same way He's going to be leading us moment by moment, day in, day out. Every decision you make in line with the will and the plan and the purpose of God. And you don't have to sit there and wonder, what's God's will? No, you're going to know God's will. Because God Almighty is on the inside of you and He's leading you and guiding you. We have intelligence, amen? And we have spiritual perception, and God's going to lead each one of us. And He does lead each one of us. And to say He's not leading us would be a false statement and a lie and a confession that's not in line with His plan. So 1 John 2:27, it says, the anointing abides in you. God's Spirit abides in your spirit, and He's going to lead you and guide you. It says, but the anointing that you received of Him abides in you. And you need not that any man teach you, but the same anointing will teach you all things. And is truth and is no lie. And so that anointing on the inside of you, the Spirit of God on the inside of your spirit is going to lead you and guide you in peace and in rest. Outside can be people hollering. People can be all kinds of turmoil. All kinds of excitement. You just have to say, no, I'm being led by God Almighty. My responsibility is to be led by God. Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Sons of God can be expected to be led by God. That's God's plan. And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. You know, this is the last Wednesday of 2022. And 2023 is right around the corner. And yet we have to walk by faith today. We got to walk by faith today. I think it was Pastor Roma mentioned about his dad who went home, I believe, to eternity on the last day of the year. Well, that seems strange that he didn't get to the next day. And then it would have been the next day. But it's one of those things, you know, we walk by faith every day. Every day is a fresh day. What the future holds, you know, we're talking about what to expect in 2023, but still we have to walk by faith every single day. And so the Spirit's going to bear witness with our spirit that we're children of God, and sons of God could be expected to be led. Proverbs 20:27 says, the spirit of man, your spirit is the candle of the Lord. So that means that by faith, God Almighty gets over to our spirit, our heart, and leads us. It's actually your conscience. I'm being led by my conscience. If you defile your conscience can be seared. Even if you're a born-again, spirit-filled Christian, if you continually go against God, you know, God tells you something, nah, I'm not going to listen to you. Forget that. Nah, I'm not going to listen. But you can change your mind, and you can be obedient. I like this. Again, there's some of my kids here. But anyways, the growing up with the kids, of course, as they're smaller, but you ask them, okay, you do this. And one kid would say, yeah, I'll do that, and then doesn't do it. And the other one is, I'm not going to do it, and then changes their mind. I'm going to do it. And so it is with God. You know, a lot of times we say, no, I'm not going to do that. And then we change our mind and say, you know, I'm going to do that. And God doesn't get upset and say, oh, no, that's it. You had your opportunity. You blew it. No, he loves a repentant heart. One that changes and goes in line with his plan and says, hey, you know, I was wrong, I missed it, because there's not one human being in this place or watching online or in this universe that has not missed it. Only one, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and personal friend and Savior. He's the only one that's never, ever missed it, not one iota. That's amazing. That's why we worship him. But everybody else, me and all of you, at some time, even if it's just one new time, Harry, just one time, guess what? You know, we've all missed it. We've all come short of the glory of God. And so God Almighty enjoys and takes pleasure when you change your heart and say, you know, I love you. I humble myself under your mighty hand. I want to do your will. I want to do your plan. I'm going to be led by you. Now, Romans chapter 15, verse 13 is a good key when it comes to believing God and being led by the Spirit of God. Now, the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace. Everybody say joy and peace. In believing that you may abound in the hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. So the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing. So as I'm believing and as I'm being led by God, I want to have that joy. Even if you got to stir up that joy and say, you know, the joy of the Lord is my strength, and I have the joy inside of me because it's one of the fruits of the Spirit. And so I have that joy, and the decisions and the choices I'm going to make is bringing me joy, and it's bringing me peace. I love peace. And to make a decision outside of peace is a detriment to your health. It's a detriment. You want to follow joy, and you want to follow peace. Amen, amen. So the first one is do God's will. The second one is be led, expect to be led by God. And the third one is be thankful and peaceful. Everybody say be thankful and peaceful. You know, Pastor Will mentioned a couple of services here about being thankful during the Christmas season. Well, that's one of the commandments of the Christian itself, is to be a thankful individual. Those that aren't thankful have a hard time receiving from God, because God is all about being a blessing. God Almighty is all about pouring it on, but he pours it on those that are thankful, those that are appreciative, and those that are peaceful towards him. A stressed out individual, one that's ranting and raving and not thankful about anything, is one that's not going to receive God's benefits and blessings. But God wants all of us to receive and expect to be thankful and peaceful. That means no complaining. God doesn't like complainers. Doesn't mean that he despises you, but the complaining, does anybody have any children that complain? Are you happy with children that complain? Would you rather bless them when they're very thankful and want to bend over backwards and be thankful that you're in their life? Amen. So be thankful and to be peaceful. That is the third one that we are going to expect in 2023. We're going to expect to do God's will. We're going to expect to be led by God. And we're going to expect to be a thankful individual. So that means when it rolls around and it's 2023, another year goes by and you get another year older, you're going to be thankful. Amen? Not complaining, you know, I'm so old. No. Hallelujah. He renews my youth like the eagles. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment shall be found to be in the wrong. This is the heritage of the saints of the Lord. And so you and I are going to be peaceful and we're going to be thankful. And so each one of us should be thankful and we should be peaceful. So over in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, it says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything. So if I'm going through a hard time, am I going to thank God that I'm going through a hard time? I'm going to thank God that he's right there in the midst of it. And he's helping me get through this hard time. He's helping me in the circumstance and the situation that I find myself in. He's helping me to get through to the other side. And the other side is blessing. The other side is what he desires for my life. The other side is what a promise. You know, when you're believing God for an answer to prayer, the Bible says, thank him for it ahead of time. Give him praise for it ahead of time. And then when it shows up, you know, in the manifest in the natural, you were thankful and you praised him through it all. You were a thankful individual. You were praising him and acknowledging him. And not saying, oh, Lord, when you going to do it? 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 You know, I asked God so many times until I'd said, I'm not asking him ever again. In the history of mankind, I will never, ever ask you again. Because how many times are you going to ask? You're going to just keep asking and asking and asking? No. If you've asked and you believe that you receive it, it's a done deal. No more asking. Zip. You know, he wants us to believe now and to be thankful and to be thankful individuals. So it says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and I. Romans chapter 12 and verse 8 is good for the whole place. If it is possible, as much that lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. It's our responsibility to live peacefully, to be peacemakers. The Bible says that peacemakers shall inherit God's blessings. To be a peaceful individual, to be one that doesn't want to start up strife and division, one that arguing and bickering and biting, no, one that's peaceful, one that's thankful. And so we can expect to be led by God. We can expect to do God's will. We can expect to be thankful and to be a peaceful individual. So this is the will of God in Christ Jesus, that in everything you give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15, it says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Let God's peace just flood your heart. The peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you are called, and be thankful. So we got two there in one scripture. Colossians 3 and verse 15. Let the peace of God rule in our hearts. That means every decision you make, is there peace there? Every purchase that you buy, is there peace there? Do you have peace about it? Are you peaceful about it? The decisions you make, are you peaceful about it? Because let the peace of God rule your hearts and be thankful. As much that lieth in you, live peaceably with all people. So we're going to expect in 2023, we're going to expect to do God's will. We're going to expect to be led by God. We're going to expect to be thankful and peaceful people. And the last one is expect to receive God's best. Receive God's best. Everybody say, I will receive God's best. Amen. God's best and forget the rest. You want God's best and say, God, I want your very best for my life. I don't want just so-so. No, I want the very best. We're dealing with the God of the universe, and he's a big God. He doesn't lack in any area. It's not his ability that he can't do it. It's us, the ones that have to believe it, that he is well able to do it for us. He is well able to do it for us. He is well able to put us over. He is well able to get over to us whatever we need. Health and healing. I believe it. It's so. Health and healing is ours. Prosperity, God's able to supply. He's able to provide. Any circumstance and any situation, our God is able. But will he do it for me? Yes, he'll do it for you. When you believe him, when you go to him with heartfelt sincerity and humility and say, yes, I believe you with every fiber of my being. The Bible says when he comes back to earth, will he find faith on the earth? So he's looking at everybody here in this location. And he said, who's got faith? I want to see some faith. I want to see some faith. Oh, there's a little guy there. He's praising me and thanking me. Wow, that guy's got faith. Oh, there's a woman. Oh. Oh, she don't think she's going to make it. But now she's praising me and thanking me that she's going to make it. And she's going to make it. Amen? He's looking for faith. We're going to give him faith. He loves it. Oh, there's one. What's that? That's money. What are they doing with that money? They're buying windows. I see faith. I see faith. Who's that? Oh, that's one there. What's he doing? He's building up the church. He's supporting the ministry. He's helping out. He's sacrificing his time, his talents, his money. He's giving. I see faith. That's God Almighty. He's looking for faith, and he loves it. Who's that? That's one praising me in the dark. The room is black, it's dark, and he's praising me. He just lost his dad, but he's praising me. He's thanking me. He'll never see his dad on earth this side of heaven, but he's praising me and thanking me. He loves me. He's got faith. He's going to make it. God's going to see him through. And God will do it for every single one of us. Amen? Because he's looking for faith. So we're going to expect in 2023 to do God's will. Hallelujah. That's just a sure thing. As the clock rolls around and all them in New York or wherever, they start hooting and hollering and pull up that big rock or whatever they do and spit out flyer. And the year goes by, and all the unbelievers get to kiss everybody. Give these wet kisses all over the place, because they're bringing in the new year. And we're going to do God's will, amen? And we're going to be led by the Spirit of God. The Spirit's going to bear witness with our spirit that we're children of God. He's leading us. He's guiding us. And we're going to be thankful people. When the clock rolls around, we're going to have some thankfulness on our mouth and our hearts. We're going to have some peace. Hallelujah. We're going to be thankful, peaceful people. And we're going to say, praise the Lord. And people scream. They say, the town's going to the dogs. The world's going to end. The world ain't going to end. Just to let everybody know, there's thousands of years yet to come. No, don't say it. But you're not going to be here to see it. No. Well, we can't live a thousand, but we could come back with Jesus as he rules and reigns for 1,000 years. But there's time yet ahead, a lot of time. Hallelujah. But we're going to be thankful people. We're going to be excited about 2023. We're going to be peaceful in our heart. People are screaming, pulling out their hair. We're going to be peaceful people. Amen? People are going to say, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're going to believe God. We're going to be peaceful people. We're going to love God. Amen? We're going to keep sowing seed, being a blessing. There's going to be finances coming towards us. Amen? We're going to continually sowing. Sowing and reaping is God's way. Hallelujah. And so we're going to receive God's best. Over in this scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 26. Expect to receive God's best. And he hath brought us into this place and given us this land. Again, that's between God and everybody else. I'm not going to bring any cultural stuff here. But anyways, where you're living is this is your land. This land is your land. This land is my land. No. And he has brought us into this place and given us this land, even a land flowing with milk and honey. That's prosperity. That's a blessing for you. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land, which the Lord has given me. That means this guy is bringing an offering to God. He realizes and acknowledges that God's the one who blessed him and helped him. And now he brings a portion back to him, just a small portion, back into the things of God. I have brought the first fruits of the land, which the Lord has given me. And thou hast set it before the Lord thy God and worshipped. Amen. You're bringing what God has blessed you and you're worshiping God and saying, thank you, Lord God. Everybody is crying for more. They need more. And we're giving you an offering. We're saying, thank you, Lord God. We worship you with what substance we do have. Hallelujah. And worship before the Lord thy God and rejoice. You're happy about it. I get to brought some money. Amen. I gave some money to God. Woohoo! And rejoice in every good thing which the Lord has given me and into thine house. Deuteronomy 26, 9 to 11. So what can we expect in 2023? We can expect to do God's will. We can expect to be led by God. We can expect to be thankful and peaceful individuals. And we can expect God's very best. Amen. Let's all stand. Father, we want to thank you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This final Wednesday of 2022, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. Hallelujah. And that we will go into 2023 with the same heart of praise and adoration, saying, God, you are well able to put us over and put us over in fine style. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord God. Oh, we worship you. Let's thank him. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. No, the fear mongers, those that prophesy doom and destruction, it shall not come near you because you're praising the God Almighty, the creator of the universe, loving me with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength, loving your neighbor as yourself. No destruction shall come near you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your protection. Just like the protection of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The protection of Daniel. Hallelujah. The protection of David from that big Goliath as the Goliath fell down. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. The protection of Rahab the harlot. Hallelujah. You changed and transformed her from a tramp into the lineage of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You took care of Moses as a bitty baby in the water. You took care of him for 40 years in the palace. You took care of him for 40 years in the backside of the wilderness when nobody knew him. And you took care of him for 40 years, hallelujah, as he led the people of Israel Hallelujah. Sambo koshtoko brange seve tabrange seke ramasa. And it's never, ever over. Hallelujah. It's only just begun. The good things of God. Hallelujah. Sambo kobrange shtange ramasa. We lift up our eyes. From where comes our help? Our help comes from the Lord God Almighty, who made the universe, He who made the hills, who created the vastness of this universe, and He's inside of our heart, and we love Him by faith, and we live and move and have our being by faith, and we bless You, Father. Hallelujah. We pray for Pastor Roma and Miss Anita and Faith City Church. We speak a blessing over it. Oh, for Rabasandra Basandrabi Kedo Kashta, and all the laborers and all the workers and all those that have sown time, talents, money, substance. Father, we just speak blessings over them. Hallelujah. Sobo Kobrangishtender Abandare Kisekeradanahatake. Hallelujah. A blessing. Thank You, Father. Oh, for Ramashambo Ramasekabarasa. Go ahead and pray. Hallelujah. Pray in the Spirit. Pray out the plans. Pray out the purposes. Pray out the pursuit of God. Hallelujah. No fear here. Hallelujah. None whatsoever. In the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. And at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. No fear in heaven. No fear in our hearts. No fear in our lives. No discouragement. Hallelujah. Only encouragement in the Word of the living God. Hallelujah. Praise You, Father. Shoko rama sandarava sandarava sa. Epoko broma tambarange shteta rama seketa eva sandarama sa. Thank You for clear hearing. Hallelujah. For each one. To hear the voice of God clearly and say, this is the will of God. This is the plan of God. This is the purpose of God for my life. Hallelujah. Sebo kobrangesh tetarabasa. That each one will be led by the Spirit of God and hear the voice of God. Hear the voice of God. This is the voice of the God. Hallelujah. Don't turn to the left or to the right, but stay right in what I said to you. Sombo kobrangesh tambarombo tambarambasa. And to be thankful and peaceful individuals. You lead us beside peaceful streams. Hallelujah. Gracious streams. Hallelujah. Quiet streams. The Lord is our shepherd and we do not want. He makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside still waters. He restores my soul. Hallelujah. All those souls that are all messed up. We thank You for clear souls. Shebo kobrenge seva dovoroshave shandere ki standere vakatara makitaha. Hallelujah. Clear thinking. Sebo kobromo somboroma stambereme ki stikerena masandere hita. Thankful individuals. Peaceful individuals. Peacemakers. Hallelujah. Sebo koshto tobasi. And we believe that we receive the very best. From Almighty God. Thank You, Lord God, that we're Your children and we're being led by You. Hallelujah. We were led through 2022 and we'll be led in 2023. Thank You, Lord God, for giving us an opportunity to be able to seek Your face, to love You with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our strength. In Jesus' name. And everybody said? And everybody said? Amen. Amen. Amen.